Begin to feel that your time on the river is what life is all about. You keep thinking, oh, I need to get to my destination. And we say, that'll be nice. But it's the journey that you're all about. And you say, well, the journey's not actually that much fun, Abraham. I'll look forward when I get there. And we say powerfully, if the journey isn't fun, it's because you're turned upstream and you're missing it. Oh, the stream's carrying you, but you've just got your back to everything as you're moving. When you are allowing yourself to turn in the stream, now the journey is what it's all about. And then you understand that life causes you to ask for this. You line up with it. You go with the flow. You match it. And it manifests. But then you have a whole other set of contrasting experiences which give birth to more rockets of desires, which you turn and go with the flow, line up with, and then it manifests. But there will always be more that life has caused you to put out there, because you will always have that source calling you forward. Can you imagine what the mass consciousness vibrational escrow must be like as a result of what all of you are living on your planet today? Do you know that what you are living in large part today was put there in vibrational escrow by those generations before you? And do you know that you today are putting things in vibrational escrow that future generations will actually live? And what this gathering is about, we call it the art of allowing. This is about you getting up to speed with your vibrational escrow now. Oh, it gets easier when you were born as that child, that infant that came forward, that energy that came into that little body. That was up to speed with all that source had become. And so that leading edge of understanding is within those energies that are coming forth. But even they will have contrast, which will cause them to expand. So everything that you feel in every moment of your experience is about nothing other than your vibrational alignment or not with who you are. But worrying about where you are is counterproductive to that alignment. Can you hear that? So when you say, I am where I am, and the stream is flowing, and I can figure out how to stop worrying about something right now. I don't have to beat the drum of what went wrong. I don't have to beat the drum of my defense. I don't have to explain why I should be someplace else. I don't have to explain anything to anybody. I've got my eye on the stream, and I can feel that this justification and this rationalization has me in opposition. So it's really the soft touch, the just relaxing, the letting go, the trusting, the knowing that it's all right. That's what you're reaching for. In every moment, no matter what the subject is, and no matter where you are in the stream in relationship to what you want. And why do we know that? Because the stream's flowing. And what do we know is in the stream? Everything that you want. So anytime you stop the struggle, you've got to go to who you are. You have to. It can be no other way, you see. So when it feels like I need to do something more, now you've forgotten about the stream. And now you're upstream from the stream you've forgotten about.
I'd like to ask you about quietening the mind and dreams. I've read what you've said about dreams, that we don't create in our dreams, but it gives us an awareness of what we may be creating or where we're headed. Now,
because what I think and what I feel and what's manifesting always match. What manifests around me is always about the dominant vibration I've got going on.
Yeah.
So what happens in your dreamscape is it's a dream manifestation of what you've got going on.
Okay, this causes me to go right upstream, because I'm manifesting wonderful stuff in my life and I'm feeling great, but there will be nights where my dreams really disturb me, where there's a lot of struggle happening. And
well, so what you want to say is, isn't it nice that I'm working this struggle out in my dreams? Isn't it nice that my dream... isn't it? In other words, would you rather go bankrupt in real life or in your dream? Would you rather fall off a cliff in real life or in your dream? In other words, so my dream is giving me an indication of where my vibration is, and it's giving me an opportunity to let go of some of that and start flowing downstream. So when you wake up from a dream,